Being diagnosed with sight loss can be a life-changing experience, but there are resources out there that can help you not only meet and share experiences with other people in similar situation, but also to receive practical advice and information. So I'm joined today by Ben Gavin, Confidence Building Coordinator with RNIB, to talk about the charity's Living with Sight Loss courses and to hear how they are operating at the moment. Hi, Ben.
Hello there.
So tell us a little bit about these courses. How did they come about?
Okay, so going back quite a while, the courses began because when people were diagnosed with sight loss, they wasn't always signposted, if ever, to the relevant services that they would need to access further help and information. And consequently, because of that, people would emotionally go downhill quite quickly, not knowing what was out there. And the reason for the courses were we wanted to have a service that was there, available for people when they needed it, that will give help and advice and information on all aspects of sight loss services. So it would catch people really before they fall emotionally.
So it's basically trying to help someone who might be a bit overwhelmed with the new diagnosis, with finding out about sight loss and having to deal with it.
Yes, it's there to instill confidence by giving that person all the relevant information they need. So so it takes the mystery out of, you know, what help is out there for them. We underline it and go through it section by section, covering a wide range of subjects under the sight loss umbrella.
So there is quite a lot of resources, but could you mention just maybe a few of example topics?
Yeah, so when you attend a Living with Sight Loss course, we will go through many aspects of different services which you might wish to make contact with. So, for example, we look at health and emotional well-being and all the different services that one can access through that. We talk about the different emotions that you may experience when you lose your sight, and it's a good opportunity for people to talk about that and to be able to hear other people's experiences. We talk about low vision aid equipment that people could use in their everyday life to ensure that people know that there is equipment and technology that's out there now that can help people live a normal life and be able to pick up on different hobbies and interests that they had before they lost their sight. We look at technology, phones and computers and the apps and all those kinds of things. And we look at mobility as well, which is really key. So we look at what is out there to help you stay mobile. What is it that you can do to keep mobile, to keep active, and to above all, to try to chat and talk to other people as well. We think contact is key for people to ensure that you don't become socially isolated. So you've always got a little network of people that you can talk to. So really, that's what we try to do in the 6-week course that we run.
And you've been involved with this for quite a while now, so I imagine you've seen firsthand what difference they can make in someone's life.
Yes, I've seen some tremendous changes in people. People have come onto the courses on week one and being very quiet, not wanting to talk, being very low on their confidence. And then by week six, they've been leading the room in conversation. They've been chatting, talking. They've been full of confidence from learning about other services that is available to them. I had one lady that started the course and didn't really wish to speak. And by the 6th week of the course, she had managed to make several impactful decisions whilst being on the course. For example, applying for a guide dog, going to her local swimming baths and starting to swim again because she had lost all confidence. But she was able to go there again through talking to one of our leisure practitioners that came in to give a talk, and also going to the swimming baths literally with some of her course users. She created a sensory garden after talking to a rehabilitation officer who came to give a talk, and she even became an artist through learning about different techniques for visually impaired people to take part in art classes. So you can see how in every week she was positively impacted.
And obviously, times are slightly different at the moment. How has coronavirus affected the delivery of these courses? What's changed?
Yeah, I mean, what's fundamentally changed is that unfortunately we can't be running face-to-face courses at the moment for obvious reasons. So because of that, we have started to focus more on the phone courses, which are an hour and a half in length that take place one day a week for 6 weeks, where people can join with what's essentially a teleconference. For up to 12 people, and I myself or one of my colleagues would run that course and be able to give the fundamental information. Obviously, the participants get to chat and talk as well, and really just the primary information that one would get on a face-to-face course, they still get over the phone. We also run video courses as well, so people can join up and talk to us on their computers or their iPads, and we can run a course. And for those that can see, they can see myself on their web cameras. And so that is kind of the nearest that we've got at the moment to a face-to-face course. But we are operating at quite a busy rate at the moment to try to reach as many people as possible.
So, is there a waiting time at the moment if I wanted to sign up for one of the courses?
We have got a waiting list because the waiting list built up over the start of the lockdown period. But it's not a long waiting period. And because the courses aren't limited geographically, we're not just taking people from one area like we did with the face-to-face courses. So we're getting through those waiting lists quite quickly. So I would recommend people put their name down for a course, and chances are that somebody will be in touch with you fairly quickly.
These are even more important now than ever because restrictions, lockdown, social distancing, we're perhaps not getting as much interaction. So even being able to do this from the comfort of your own home without having to worry about travel is such a useful resource and such a useful thing.
Yes, it really is. I mean, obviously, at this point, everybody is socially isolating because they have to. So, what we're trying to do is just get information out there for people. And we've also obviously adjusted our course slightly where we're including new elements to it. So, we give COVID-19 updates and tell them what they can and can't do with COVID-19. And also recognizing that when lockdown has finished, and if it all went back to normal tomorrow, people would still be suffering from the echo of COVID-19. So their confidence levels would still be low. The people would still be reluctant to go out. And so what we're trying to do is ensure that when we run these courses, we're building confidence for people in every way. We're talking over a wide range of subjects to do with sight loss, but we're also talking about things that one can do, so making the most out of every day, what to do when you're at home, trying to keep in touch with other people and contacting people. And we just talk on subjects related to sight loss and the situation at this time.
So they all sound amazing. How can we find more information about them and where to sign up?
Basically, the best thing to do is to contact the RNIB on the RNIB helpline number. You will be able to then be put through to a practitioner, or you'll be put through onto the waiting list, and people will get through to you straight away, actually, just to confirm that your application has been received and you are on our waiting list. And then somebody like myself will then get in touch with you and tell you when the next course is running and give you the option to sign up. So if you call the helpline number on 0303 123 9999, that's 0303 123 9999, and say that you wish to sign up for either a Living with Sight Loss phone course or a Living with Sight Loss video course, then somebody will put you on the waiting list and be in touch with you as soon as possible.
Fantastic. Ben Gavin, RNIB's Confidence Building Coordinator, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.